it's expected from society that women just, you know, we have this longing of becoming mothers since we're little. And
hey, hey, I'm Danielle Ryan, and this is Adulting 101. Being an adult is stressful, and this podcast was specifically designed to help you navigate the crazy world of adulthood. So buckle up and let's get into the episode. I would like to begin today's episode by acknowledging the Indigenous peoples of the lands that this episode is being recorded on, in particular the Chippewas of Rama and Wata Mohawk First Nations. While we meet today virtually, wherever you're listening in from in the world, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the importance of the lands, which we call home, and wish to honor Indigenous history and culture and commit to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect with all First Nation, Métis, and Inuit people. Hello friends, welcome back to the podcast. I apologize from the beginning if you can hear my dryer in the background. I'm doing laundry right now. It's Sunday, sunny Sunday, and I'm inside creating this podcast for you so that I can release it on time for once. Isn't that amazing? Hi. Okay friends, I am so excited to bring you this week's podcast episode. As I have been talking over and over and over the past few months about these amazing interviews that I've been lining up, and I have been releasing them. If you haven't listened to all of the interviews as of late, you should definitely go back and catch yourself up. But this week I am so excited to chat with yet another TikTok person that I met on TikTok, because that's where I hang out in all my free time. And even not my free time, I get paid to be on TikTok, so that's a story for another day. But alas, I met this individual through TikTok when I was, you know, aimlessly scrolling, as I tend to do when I'm trying to quote unquote be working on TikTok. But in all honesty, that's typically how I end my day every day, is just watching TikToks for fun. And I'm on the side of TikTok that is child-free by choice, because if you do not know me, I, up until this point in my life, have committed to not wanting children. And this is something I've known since I was pretty young. There was maybe a couple years of my life where I thought maybe I could be a parent, and then I really thought about it and was like, that's not really the life I want to create for myself, especially, or at least not right now, and probably not in the foreseeable future. So when I came across this individual's TikTok account, I was very pleasantly entertained, because she is quite hilarious, if I'm being honest. And it was just interesting to see someone openly talk about the thoughts that many of us who are child-free by choice have, but are afraid to talk about out of fear of maybe offending people, or fear of coming off as being aggressive, or just not wanting to have to deal with feedback from people. Because if you are someone who does not want kids and you vocalize that to people, a lot of people have a lot of opinions about it. And so I thought it would be fun to bring Evie on here and have a conversation with her about her experience creating and growing this TikTok account, and more just her experience of knowing that she doesn't want kids, and what that's like, and what the feedback of that is like, and how to sort of deal with that. And it turned out to be a really powerful conversation. So if you're listening to this podcast, regardless of whether you want kids, you have kids, or you don't want or have kids, this is a good episode for you to kind of just get a little bit of insight into how that looks for people who are child-free by choice, and how it's not like an us versus them sort of thing. I think there's sort of this misconception that if we don't want kids, then we think people who have kids made a bad decision, just, and vice versa sort of thing. And Evie does a really great job of sort of exploring that and discussing how we can all make our own decisions and keep living our lives quite contently. So a little background on Evie. She is a 33-year-old Latina dog mom from Florida, and she decided to be child-free around the age of 26, but only recently started talking about it, just like I said, on TikTok. During the day, she is actually a school counselor, and at night, she is your child-free millennial. So if this sounds interesting to you, I would love for you to stick around and listen. And if you love this episode, you know what to do. If you're listening on iTunes, pause right now, leave us a 5-star rating, and a little bit of a review would be nice too. And without further ado, we're just gonna hop right in. Okay. Hi, Evie. Thank you so much for joining me here on the podcast. I'm so excited to have you on here today.
Of course. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Where are you joining us from?
So I live in Florida, East Coast, near New Smyrna Beach. And so I feel like we're still in summer, but it's not really technically. summer anymore.
Love it. We have had like the weirdest weather here. I'm in Canada, so it's like one day it's really cold and then the next day it's scorching hot. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So I would love for you to sort of introduce yourself to the audience, who you are and what you do.
Basically, my day job is being a school counselor. I have a master's degree in counseling psychology, and I've been working as a counselor for about 7 years now. Now, what I do on TikTok is I share my personal experiences as a woman who could have children but chose not to. And for a very long time, I didn't talk about it at all. I just didn't say it because I didn't want people to be upset. And then getting into TikTok, I was like, you know what? Why have I been doing this my whole life? Why? What am I so afraid of? People judging me? I'm like, that's their opinion. And if they want to judge, that's okay. But I'm not doing anything wrong. So I started sharing about it. And, you know, so many people felt identified with it that I was like, oh my gosh, I have to keep going. Like, this is something that people haven't been talking about as much. And so yeah, that's how that got started. And of course, I always try to revert to my counseling background and the things that I say and the way that people might get triggered, because I think it gives us an insight to how society views women who don't want to have children. You know, like all those little comments and all those little things is just like a little window of, you know, to people's minds. So that part is really fascinating for me because of my background. So it's been a really cool experience, and I'm still creating content all the time now. I'm like, oh, this is a good idea. So I find myself like just coming up with all these ideas and all these things that I'm like, I need to share because I now know that more people feel identified with it. So
I find that's the funny thing, like on a completely side note with TikTok, I blew up pretty quick making like small business related content, but it's so true. I'll be like walking around the grocery store and I'm like, oh, you know, this would be a great idea for TikTok. Like I got to write it down right now. So it's funny once you like start creating content regularly, how all of a sudden you'll find like random sparks of inspiration.
Exactly.
I want to touch on something you said. So you're a school counselor. What age group do you work with? Because I find it kind of ironic almost that you like work with children, presumably, mm-hmm. but then you don't want any children of your own. So I'm just curious. Mm-hmm.
So I work with high school students. So high school here in the US is about from 14th to around, it could go up to 19, depending, you know, on the student, but yeah, from 14 to 19, which technically they're, you know, after 18, they're not children anymore. But when they are still in school, we still see them as children. So I do get that question a lot because, you know, most people that work in education have children because it's like a very flexible schedule. They are off on the summer when the kids are off. So they find it also very weird that I don't want children. But I always tell them, I'm like, because I don't have children, I have more patience to handle yours.
I save everything that I would use in parenting to hold myself together when I'm working with mm-hmm. your child.
Yes. And I, you know, and then when I go home, I don't have to continue that work because parenting is work 24/7. And I just, I'm not willing to take part in it. And it shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be something that is a problem.
So. I totally agree. And I myself am also child-free by choice, which is why I chose to reach out to you. I'm curious mm-hmm. to know if this was sort of a decision that you made somewhere along the way, or if it was something that you've sort of always known.
So I personally was a decision that I made. I was around 25, 26, and I've been trying to pinpoint it because a lot of people are asking me. And so I was trying to, you know, really nail down when did we start having this conversation, like me and my husband. And at that point we weren't married yet or even hadn't set a date or anything. And it was early on. So I think it was around 26 that I was a nanny at that time. I was a nanny throughout all my bachelor's and then my master's degree. And I liked working with kids a lot. It was enjoyable. It was great. And then as, you know, time went on, I realized like it's hard work. And when I leave, the parents take on, and whatever we did all day, like they have to continue on. And so I was, you know, I told them, I was like, I don't think this is for me. And he was like, oh no, this is not for me either. So if you don't want any, I don't want any, we're good. And I was like, okay, you know what? I think this is the best for us. And then as time went on, I was like, this was the best decision. I mean, with a pandemic, just the idea of going into a hospital, it's terrifying. Like, I wouldn't want to go there to just, you know, have to have this, you know, whole 9 month odyssey with a pregnancy. Like, there's no way. So I was about 25.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I think pandemic aside, even just like the state of the world that we live in is so volatile. To mm-hmm. me, a lot of it is like, what kind of world would my kid be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? And is that something mm-hmm. I want to bring a life into? Not to say that people who choose to have kids, it's like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. It's just for me, that's right. Something that I think about when it comes to like, do I want to have kids or not?
Right. And I think that that's part of why people receive us in sometimes a negative light, is because they feel like we're doing that, what you just described, saying like, oh, well, you shouldn't. And I make it a point in my videos and in my content to always say like, yes, I joke around. There are jokes here. Of course, there's going to be, you know, little jabs here and there. It's just part of comedy, but I've always, you know, I'm supportive of parents. I am not criticizing anybody that can and is able to, you know, raise a child and provide for them. Like, go for it. You know, if you really want to do it, go for it. Or if you really want to do it and you can adopt, foster, like, I'm all for that. And I support parents in that way. So I try to make sure that moms that see my TikToks and have something to say where it's like, you know, they're definitely getting triggered. I'm like, listen, these are jokes. these are jokes that for a long time we weren't able to make. So sorry, it's going to be okay. Like, so, but for the most part, most real people, and I say real people because there's a lot of like bots and just people just harassing
the trolls.
yes. So there's been only a few real people that really can't seem to grasp what I'm saying. Most of the people that, you know, we've gotten into discussions with, I can definitely, like, we can tell that we're both like, okay, you know what, I'm okay with your decision. You're okay with mine. We can coexist. We don't have to be in competition. These are jokes. So, they usually have that response. Then the trolls, of course, they're just trolling. So you can't really have a conversation with them. But so for the most part, I've had some good conversations on there.
Yeah, I think that that's a huge thing with anything on the internet, is learning how to decipher like who actually is open to having a formal sort of discussion mm-hmm. or debate about this or different perspectives versus who's literally just trying to trigger me by acting like they're triggered by what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. you kind of just have to like roll your eyes sometimes.
Right.
I would be curious to know, just because I know in my own experience expressing to friends, extended family members, whatever, that I don't want to have kids, I get a lot of, you know, negative comments. There's a lot of the same comments that come up over and over again. How do you, as someone who also is child-free by choice, choose to respond to those people?
So this brings up like an interaction I had with my aunt vividly. because out of all my family, my parents were like, okay, you know, kids are difficult. So if you don't want to do it, it's okay. But it was like my extended family who really had more to say about it. And my aunt she kept going back to like, well, what if you regret it? What if you regret it? What if you regret it? And I said, well, listen, do you not regret anything in your life? Like, do you have you no regrets? And then she's like, well, you know, I'm like, there you go. You're not gonna make a decision, a life altering decision, because you might regret not doing it later. Then how, you know, that it, by that analogy, then, you know, you should be doing everything in life.
We should all be super impulsive and just do whatever we feel like we want to do. I'm going to sell my house tomorrow, actually. I'm thinking that sounds like a good idea.
Because what if I regret it? What if the market goes down and now, you know, it's not worth the same? So finally, I told her, I was like, listen, this discussion is really not up for, you know, discussing with you. And that's, you know, you can tell me more of your opinion, but really, you keep expecting a different response from me and you're not going to get it. And then she dropped it, and actually she hasn't brought it up anymore. And wow. It's been like a couple years. And we're all spread out. That's probably part of why it's easier, is because like they live in Venezuela. I have family in Miami. Then I'm like more central Florida. So like we're kind of spread out. My parents live in Texas. So I do know that some people that spend all the time with like all their free time with their family, it might be a little bit more difficult. Just the proximity aspect of things, but at least for us, usually me telling people like, okay, listen, I understand your opinion, but this decision is not something you're going to be able to change, because I've thought about it. I've thought about all the outcomes. We've talked about it and we're okay. They usually drop the subject.
I think that's the interesting part, though, is that people seem to, especially people that have children, and in my experience, it's always been like the older generation, seem to think that it is open for debate. Like I'll get comments like, well, who's going to look after you when you're older? Or, oh, you're so responsible. You would be such a great mom. And it's like, okay, I know all of these things. Mm-hmm. And first of all, did you only have kids as a utility to look after you when you're older? That's a whole thing mm-hmm. of its own question. But also, I have other things I want to do with my life, and having children isn't one of those things. And that's okay. But I don't, for me, I've always struggled with understanding why people need to have an opinion about it. Because when someone decides to have a kid, I don't call them and go, well, are you sure you're not going to regret this? Or is this something you really want to do? Like when we flip it the other way, it seems like we're attacking them, but people feel like it's okay to comment whatever they want when we say that lifestyle isn't for me. Would you agree?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's because it's expected from society that women just, you know, we have this longing of becoming mothers since we're like little. And so when we don't have that, which is fine if they do, if we do, whatever. But when we don't have that, they're like, wait, why are you questioning this? Why are you questioning the regular order of things? And so people get scared. You know, I think the older generations, you're absolutely right. Like the older generations always feel like they want to share their wisdom too. And like, I get it and I appreciate their opinions and everything, but you also have to know that we are our own experts. I know me more than you know me. And, you know yourself better than they know you. And so like, that's another good way to like end that argument, is saying, listen, I understand. Thank you so much. Like, I know you have the best interest for me, or however you say it, my best interest at heart. But I know me better, and this is just not for me. And people, yeah, have a hard time accepting that. And especially older generations, but I try to make them feel seen, heard, and then, you know, I know me better.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I've never really thought about that. I appreciate that feedback. Do you have any advice for other people who are maybe faced with a similar situation? I know a number of my friends now are sort of transitioning into this. You know what? I don't know if it's like millennials or what it is, but a lot of more people I feel like are just more comfortable saying like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be a parent, and that's okay. And if there are people who maybe are a little bit newer to this, a little bit newer to admitting the fact that that lifestyle isn't for them. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those people?
So I think that the most important thing is keeping in mind that you want to build the life that you want to live. It's not going to be somebody else's living your day to day. And if you haven't spent time with a family with little kids, I encourage you to do that. And I also say this to people who are on the fence, like, I'm not sure, should I? I'm like, go spend a good like weekend with somebody who has kids be, I would say 3 to 4 years old. That's a good
when that's they start to get good, sassy and walking around.
Yes, yes. That's going to give you a good picture of the rest of your life. And if you feel like that's something you want to tackle, go for it. If you feel like you, it's not, then, you know, start actually, you know, not defending, but also like elaborating why in your own mind, so that when people do question you, you can know yourself well enough to say, listen, like for me personally, I am like, I like my house to be neat and tidy and everything has a place. Right now, it's a little bit crazier because I wasn't feeling great, but I just, the environment of like mess and chaos, like that is just not something I want to get into in my day to day. It's not the way to live for me. My family wasn't like that either. So it's not like I have some trauma. No. I've been around it and I don't want it. My advice to them is to like know yourself, explore, see what different lifestyles, you know, actually mean, not just what you see on Instagram. And then make a decision based on how you want to see your life. Like me, I want my life to be as relaxing as possible. You already have to go to work 8 hours a day and deal with that. I just don't want to be doing it all the time. That's just me. If they need help, follow me on TikTok, on Instagram. I got you. I will give you so many good comebacks because it does take time to build. Like kind of like a little bit of a no roster. This is not what I'm doing. Yeah.
I have like my default responses. One of the funniest, mm-hmm. I think this was before you started making TikToks. There's another girl who's Canadian that makes them and mm-hmm. her response. So like, I've always known pretty much since I was like 12 years old that I'm not really interested in having a child. And so this girl, I guess her father-in-law kept asking her like over and over again, when are you guys going to have kids? When are you going to have kids? And she looked at him and she said, when was the last time you thought about becoming an astronaut? And he was like, well, never. Like, I've never wanted to do that. And she was like, exactly. Like, that's how I feel. And so now I use that all the time when people are like berating me with questions. It's like, it's just never crossed my mind. And that's okay.
Right. I had somebody say, it was a comment on my thing. It was like, well, you know, I could be a great serial killer, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to go do it. And it was with the whole, but you'd be such a good mom. Like, okay, but I could be good at other things that I just don't wish to pursue. So I think understanding that it's a choice is something that the older generations are struggling with.
For sure.
It was not a choice for them. So how come it's a choice for us? But I guess,
and I really think coming back to sort of the idea you were talking about before, if you can really stop and think about, okay, what are my values in life? What are my priorities? And does having kids fit into that? So I know for me, mm-hmm. I like the like fluidity and flexibility of like the only other people I have to worry about in my life are my partner and my dog. Not that my dog's a person, but the only other entities that I have to worry about. Yeah, exactly. To me, he's a person. So, so when I make plans, like those are the two things that are front of mind. I'm not worrying about like, who's going to look after my kid if I want to go on a 2-week vacation, who's going to do this? So it's like, I want to be able to create a life around what I want, which to a lot of people sounds selfish, but that's my priority at the end of the day is myself and my happiness. So if I can prioritize that by knowing that having kids is going to take away from that thing that I want, then it's not worth it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, especially older generations, they have this view like, well, millennials, you know, are whiny and blah, 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 because that was said to me to my face. And I had to contain so that I wouldn't go to jail, but I did. I did a great job. I just like sat back and I was like, this is more about you than about me, but that's okay. That millennials are whiny and they'll never get anything done because we're just whining about everything. And I'm like, actually, no, we saw that we have a choice and we're going to make the best choice for ourselves. I'm sorry that you didn't see that. We can't turn back time, but there's animosity with that. You know, with that idea that this is a choice, you can build your life. Of course, you know, there's obviously privilege to everything that I'm saying now, because some people unfortunately are born in countries where there is no choice. You're going to get married to this guy and this is how it is. For sure. Obviously, you know, this is a privilege to be able to choose this, but people see it as a selfish thing when in reality, what do you think? I want a kid was all about the kids.
I think it goes both ways for sure. So, and I think that's an important and valid argument as well, is like that child didn't choose to be born. You decided that you wanted the kid, so you had the kid. So like, that's a whole discussion on its own, but I totally get where you're coming from. And I think that there's often this disconnect, and I see this a lot too. Like, so I'm someone who had a 9-to-5 job, quit my 9-to-5 job. Now I do like a million different things all at the same time. And to the older generation, again, that seems very unstable, chaotic, crazy, but it's like you said, you're just projecting your own fears and insecurities onto me about my life choices. And I think that when it comes to children, it's the same thing. So they made this decision to work this 9-to-5 job, have this kid, da 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 da. And now I'm doing the complete opposite of what they expected of me. And they're like, what do you mean there's other choices out there? I don't get it. Oh, it's almost comical sometimes. And I'm sure you find that in the comment section of your videos, because I've read through some of them and it's just like, oh my God. But you can't help but laugh sometimes. It's just like, I made this choice for me, and what you think about it isn't really going to change that decision.
Exactly. And I do laugh about it. There's been only, I would say, and actually I can't even remember some of the comments that I thought, oh my gosh, because I've made it a point to where I'm just like, this is not about me. You didn't stop by to tell me that I would be a horrible parent, that I saved kids from trauma. I'm like, this is not about me. You don't know me. I call to save kids from traumatic environments. I make those calls. Like, it's just so funny. And I'm like, you know, you watched the 15-second video of me being a goofball, and now you think you know everything about me. So it definitely is all about them. And I don't try to like dwell on it. I try to just like see it. I do share them because I feel like that's important. And just to normalize the whole thing, and to, you know, what I was talking earlier, the little windows towards like people's like perceptions are in those comments. So I do like to share them, but oh man, does it get heated sometimes? But I guess it's part of it. Can't have TikTok without comments.
Exactly. Anything on the internet is just like a free-for-all. I've given up on trying to, you know, predict where people are coming from or understand. Sometimes I'm just like, this isn't worth it.
I know. But it also, it's been amazing because I've connected with people like you. I've connected with girls that and women that are around the world that, you know, we have similar views and interests. And I'm just like, what the heck is it? Like, how, you know, this all happened in the last month. So it's been crazy, but I love it.
Yeah, that's so great. And I appreciate you for taking the time to come on here and share a little bit about your story. Where can people find you on the internet?
So I'm on TikTok. It's called Child Free Millennial. I'm also on Instagram. It's called Child Free Millennial from TikTok. But if you just find me on TikTok, you can, on the link on my bio, there's my Instagram. I think Instagram is a little bit slower in the growth, but there's so many more established accounts on there. That's like, you know, well, we're just here. So if you guys want to follow me on there, that'd be awesome. But yeah, for now, that's it. That's all I have. I hope to create a few more spaces, but.
Love it. And I will link all of those in the show notes of this episode so people can find you just by clicking down below.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you get notified when new episodes go live. Make sure to rate and review this podcast and be sure to share it with your friends. I'll talk with you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. Love you so much.